I want to talk to Kelly Carrender, because you might recall that the founding of the Tea Party movement, which I don't think is a movement. I think it's a mentality. I think it's an attitude, and the attitude is about spending. But it was founded almost simultaneously, a rally on the East Coast and a rally on the West Coast protesting the stimulus bill, the excessive spending, organized early in the Obama administration. Kelly Carrender, an artist here in Seattle, was one of the organizers, and she joins me now on Talk Radio 570 KVI. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. By the way, what are you doing these days?
Well, now I actually work for Tea Party Patriots, which is one of the national umbrella organizations, and I'm the national grassroots coordinator. It just means that I do whatever I can to help all of the local Tea Party groups across the country do what they can to be successful in trying to save the country.
Are you based here in Seattle still, Kelly?
Yeah, I still live in Seattle, though I travel a lot.
No, I imagine you do. I imagine. Okay, well, first of all, thanks very much for being here. I wanted to play a couple of clips from not the State of the Union address and not Marco Rubio's rebuttal to the State of the Union address. I wanted to play some of Rand Paul's Tea Party rebuttal to the State of the Union address. Very interesting. He was elected to the U.S. Senate, never previously held public office. He was opposed by the party establishment in Kentucky. He beat the establishment candidate and was sent by the voters of Kentucky to the U.S. Senate in 2010. And he said he gets to Washington, D.C. and finds the situation even worse than he thought.
I thought I knew how bad it was until I got here. It's worse than I could have ever imagined. Congress is debating the wrong things. Every debate in Washington is about how much to increase spending, a little or a lot. How much to increase taxes, a little or a lot. The president does this big, oh, woe is me, over the $1.2 trillion sequester cuts in spending that he endorsed and he signed into law. Some Republicans are now joining him. Few people understand that the sequester doesn't even cut any spending. It just slows the rate of growth. Even with the sequester, if it goes through, government will grow over $7 trillion over the next decade. Only in Washington could an increase in $7 trillion in spending over a decade be called a cut. So what is the president's answer? Over the past 4 years, he has added over $6 trillion in new debt and may well do the same in a second term.
So in other words, if the sequestration goes through, what you're hearing about these devastating cuts, the budget in the next 10 years, instead of going up $8 trillion, will go up about $7 trillion. Kelly?
No, what are we going to do if it only goes up $7 trillion? It's so Washington, D.C., and it's so the Democrat Party, especially, to freak out about something that's not even really a cut. And we have to remember that the baseline from where we're starting is, you know, post-stimulus, post-TARP, all of those things where we dumped a bunch of taxpayer dollars, well, and credit card, really, into the system. And so we're starting from a totally inflated number. And so trying to go back to the number that
that's a wonderful point. That's a wonderful point. That is the stimulus, the $800 billion stimulus from 2009 set a new baseline, meaning the new starting point for where future government expenditures are measured.
Right. So they won't even let us go back to pre-stimulus levels. And I don't know if you saw, but a lot of agencies from the stimulus had their budgets doubled or tripled, so 200-300% of what they normally had, and now they're crying that they can't take, you know, a 5% cut or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Tell me what Tea Party Patriots is doing to reverse that.
To reverse the government spending?
Yeah, the trend we're on.
Well, you know, the first thing is, to be honest, we are going to have to take on the establishment, big government, big spending Republicans, because they're standing in our way just as much as the big spending Democrats. And Tea Party Patriots just launched a PAC called Tea Party Patriots.
Who are the ones you're going after?
I can't name any names right now, especially because I don't know a lot about what the PAC is doing.
Okay, then give me your own personal opinion. Since you follow politics regularly, if you think that the first thing you need to do is get the Republicans to show some spine by showing what happens to those Republicans who don't have one, who is on your bad guys list?
Well, one of the dream team of bad guys is Mitch McConnell, of course.
Now, every time I hear Mitch McConnell, he sounds just wonderful. He says, when are we going to get serious? He says, just the other day, spending is the most transcendent issue of our time. Entitlements have to be reformed. If they're not, they go broke. When are we going to get serious about this?
Well, that's because he's in the minority party. If you remember John Boehner, when he was in the minority party in the House, man, he was awesome. He was talking about the Constitution. And his rhetoric was so amazing. And then he becomes Speaker, and all of a sudden he breaks the promise to cut $100 billion. He does backroom deals. He doesn't even go through the normal legislative process of passing a bill, making the Senate pass a bill, and going into conference committee to work out the differences. He just goes into a room with Harry Reid and comes out with a deal and forces his caucus to pass it. It's much different now that he's in the majority, and I guarantee you that if we flip the Senate in 2014, that you will see Mitch McConnell behave much differently than he is while he is in the minority.
Okay, I want to play one more clip here from Rand Paul, because I thought the speech he gave was actually quite good.
He says he wants a balanced approach. What the country really needs is a balanced budget. Washington acts in a way that your family never could. They spend money they don't have. They borrow from future generations, and then they blame each other for never fixing the problem. Tonight, I urge you to demand a new course. Demand Washington change their ways or be sent home. To begin with, we absolutely must pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. The amendment must include strict tax and spending limitations. Liberals complain that the budget can't be balanced, but if you cut just one penny from each dollar we currently spend, the budget would balance within 6 or 7 years. The penny plan has been crafted into a bill that millions of conservatives across the country support. It is often said there's not enough bipartisanship up here. That's not true. In fact, there's plenty of bipartisanship. Both parties have been guilty of spending too much, of protecting their sacred cows, of backroom deals in which everyone up here wins, but every taxpayer loses.
Kelly, what's the penny plan?
Penny plan is, I think, technically called the 1 cent solution, and it simply is you cut one penny from every dollar of spending for the next fiscal year, so you're actually making real cuts. And I'll give you the example. So if we spent $3.5 trillion in fiscal year 2013, total outlays, then for fiscal year 2014, we would simply cut $35 billion off of that, okay? $35 billion out of $3.5 trillion, and Congress gets to decide where the $35 billion comes from, so they can't lament that it's coming off the backs of so-and-so and this victim group and this special interest. They can choose. And if you remember, in the Sandy bill, Obama put in, you know, $60 billion of pork or something. I mean, there was billions of dollars
okay.
of pork.
Okay.
We know for a fact that they put in pork and waste. They can find $35 billion to cut from a million different places in the budget. Cut that, and you do that every single year, and the budget balances in 6 years.
Okay, one more hit from Rand Paul.
Under President Obama, the ranks of America's poor have swelled to almost 1 in 6 people. We are now at an all-time high in long-term unemployment. Millions of Americans are struggling and out of work. The cycle must be broken. The willpower to do this will not come from Congress. I've seen how they act. It must come from the American people. Next month, I'll propose a 5-year balanced budget, a budget that last year was endorsed by taxpayer groups across the country for its boldness and for actually solving the problem. I will work with anyone on either side of the aisle who wants to cut spending. But in recent years, there's been nobody to work with. The president's passed massive tax hikes and spending increases. And you know how many people he gets to vote for his budget? Zero. Nobody voted for his budget. Not a single Democrat voted for the president's budget. How's that for leadership? But at least he tried. Senate Democrats have not even produced a budget in the entire time that I've been in office. This is shameful. It's a display of incompetence that illustrates their lack of seriousness.
All right, Kelly Carrender, one of the founders of the Tea Party movement. I just love the fact, Kelly, that I can tell my friends that the Tea Party movement was founded in Seattle, Washington.
And it makes liberals really angry.
Anyway, a parting word.
He's exactly right, except I wouldn't call the Senate incompetent. I would call them criminals because they're actually breaking the law. And our very own Patty Murray is now trying to replace the sequester with some tax hikes. So if you feel like it, you should give old Patty Murray a call and tell her to keep her promise. The president said he'd cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term, so I don't know how he's going to do that without actually making real spending cuts. And these aren't even real spending cuts.
Right, the reductions in the increase. Last question I have for you is, you used to blog regularly as Liberty Belle, B-E-L-L-E. I'm at your website, teapartypatriots.org. I can't find Liberty Bell.
Oh, I don't blog at the Tea Party Patriots website, and I actually have not blogged in probably a year and a half or 2 years because I just don't have the time. But I do tweet, so you can follow me on Twitter at LIBERTBELLE. So it's Liberty Bell without the Y in it because somebody else already had that.
Okay, very good. Kelly, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. When we come back, this cruise ship nightmare you're hearing about, we finally have audio of people telling their stories about what conditions are like on that ship. Suffice it to say, not much of a happy Valentine's Day for any of them. Brace yourselves, what you're about to hear ain't pretty.
YKVI, perspective, passion, principles, where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570, KVI.